Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Everyone. Hey, welcome, everyone. Because everyone doesn't have to mean everyone in the whole entire world. It can just mean everyone that you think is everyone, you know? That's the new definition, Webster Dictionary. You can approve it if you want.
How are y'all doing? Welcome to the Bro Show.
Yeah, we're the brothers that everyone wanted to do a podcast, so we ended up doing a podcast, and Joe Rogan copied us.
The Bro of the Week. Welcome to the Bro of the Week section of the podcast. We now have a Bro of the Week. People have noticed that we had this Bro of the Week decoration. It was Mariah Carey for months.
And I do think that even though Mariah Carey wasn't a patron to our Patreon page, she did deserve it. She has done a lot.
Yeah.
She's done more than any of us will ever do, unfortunately. And you can't change that.
And we haven't really ever talked about Mariah Carey, but she inspires everything we do. So we just wanted her to be Bro of the Week. But this Bro of the Week, the first person to dethrone Mariah effing Carey, give a hand for Lexi Brown! Woo! Thank you so much, Lexi Brown. She actually was the very first person to become a Patreon on the top tier of our Patreon. No,
yeah.
To become a patron.
Patron, yeah.
Of our top tier of our Patreon. She's a real one. Lexi Brown, we love you.
Thank you. Yeah. And thanks for listening and supporting us.
Are you related to Charlie Brown?
That just brings me back to music class. We had the same music teacher, and did your music teacher always play Charlie Brown too?
Oh, yeah, like the Christmas specials and everything.
Yeah, just every Thanksgiving, Christmas, I don't know about Halloween, maybe Halloween, Easter probably, Charlie Brown was it.
She was a Charlie Brown stan.
I never actually watched Charlie Brown except for in that class.
Oh, I think that was probably past your generation. Since you're not a 90s kid.
Did you watch it? You watched it on the TV?
No, I'm kidding. I actually think it's from like mom and dad's
age. Yeah, that's what I was assuming, but I was like, maybe it was when you were a kid.
But I wonder if Lexi Brown, like, obviously everyone watched Charlie Brown, but do you think Lexi Brown, like, she probably related to it more? Because, like, when you're a kid, if, like, anyone even has, like, a minor similarity to you, I feel like you relate more.
Oh, yeah. Like, I just remember when I was a kid, even if someone had the same first name, middle name as me, it kind of felt like we were spiritually connected.
But yeah, if you want to be Bro of the Week, you can go to lucasandjacob.com to go to our Patreon. That's one of the tiers. Also, the basic tier is just getting early access to the podcast, ad-free.
So, yeah. So you can if you want.
And we'll also be doing monthly live streams, which I'm actually really excited about.
Oh yeah, we haven't done one yet. So I'm excited to see how that turns out, how the pancake flips.
Streamer vibes.
I know, I want to know what it's like being a Twitch person. Like, don't people...
We're going to find out.
Don't people stream for days, though? I want to know what that's like.
Yeah, remember iJustine used to do that. She would literally go live. She would broadcast like a month of her life.
Was this like back in like 2012?
Like so long ago, like 2007 or something.
Oh, so
she was like the original.
What technology
streamer
was she using?
I don't know. Somehow she had internet everywhere. Because remember, I would watch the streams and she would just be like, she'd have it like attached to her head and just like walk around. I was like, this is so cool.
I just love iJustine. Like, I don't watch A-level videos, but when something new something new in the tech world comes out and I want to know about it, I just trust her opinion and
I always watch her recaps of the Apple events and stuff.
Oh, that I watch too. And, like, doesn't Apple send her free stuff?
I don't know, because I saw she tweeted saying she's buying an iPhone. So I don't know if they do. They might have cut her off.
Oh, because if Apple sends you free stuff, that's probably a small group of people.
I know, so small.
Tight group.
I wonder if they ever tried suing her, because they're like, you can't be iJustine. Like, you can't have the I.
I feel like they're fine with it.
I feel like they thought about it, but then they're like, oh, she's a fan of us. Like, why would we ever sue our number one fan?
Yeah. Plus, that's probably bad. Like, if I saw that in the news, I'm like, I don't know.
How did iCarly get away with it? Wait, so are you allowed to put I before anything? Why don't we call us the iBro Show? iBro the Show. When we could have used the Apple thing and people would have thought we were associated with Apple.
That's crazy. Wait, this just brought in another thing in my mind. So iCarly probably aired, I'm guessing, 2006, 2007, 2008, something like that.
Yeah.
In a way, did iCarly predict what the future was going to be? They were teens that had a web show. Now, so many teens across the globe have a web show that's just their YouTube channel.
Yeah, I think they were actually did predict it. Because also, do you remember iCarly? It always made it seem like it was live streamed. So they kind of predicted Twitch. Twitch owes their whole company to iCarly. Because remember, they'd always say 3, 2, 1, action. Like, it was live streamed, it seemed like. Also, they had such a fancy camera, like a whole studio. Who paid for all this shit?
In a way, I think iCarly inspired a bunch of us. Because it was just... I just had a weird thing.
Oh, do you want to get an iPad? Jacob, we both have iPads, and I have an iPad stand, but you haven't paid the $5 to get one yet.
Oh, it's fine. I don't like looking down.
Oh, okay.
It's bad for your posture.
I feel like we need to get a table. Vote below.
Oh, yeah. Should we get a table or should we not?
My dream set for the bro show is table, TV in the back. So, like, right now we'd have Miranda Cosgrove's face up since we're talking about her, you know?
Oh, I just can't.
Keep swiping.
I want that to happen, too. Like, I can, but I can't. I can't picture it being that professional, I can see it happening,
we don't plan our episodes that much, so, like, if we mention something randomly, like, we'd have someone in the corner who, like, we don't pay, but we somehow, like, scam them, and they would be, like, typing on an iPad so fast and just have whatever we're talking about up on the TV.
Yeah. How do they do that? Does someone actually type that fast in these podcasts? I guess it's not actually that fast.
Well, usually also, like, they have, like, a plan of topics and they just scroll past.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But what was I going to say about... This is my point.
Oh, yeah, iCarly.
So, this is my point about iCarly. So, like you said, how did they get that budget? But in a way, I think iCarly made a mental note in all of our brains saying, these three kids made a web show, and you can do it, too. You don't need to make a web show, but you can do anything, too. You don't need all these... big corporations to help you.
Oh, yeah.
And we're doing that right now.
I mean, YouTube already existed. I think that's how they got the idea.
No, but in a way, they just made us think, like, oh, you don't have to have all these people helping. You can do it with a few of your friends.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why everyone's starting a company in their garage.
But can't we talk about how narcissistic Carly is? It's called iCarly. Like, boo, like, it's not just your show.
But she was the main bitch.
But... no, the show, like the actual TV show on Nickelodeon, she was the main bitch, but in their little web show, in their fake world, her and Sam were pretty much pulling the same weight, but yet it was called iCarly. They'd be like, if right now this show was called iJacob, it's like, but I'm on the show too, just so you know.
But wasn't it a thing where like Jeanette was, well, I guess Sam in the show was a sidekick?
But still, like, they talked the same amount in the little web shows. So, like, yeah. I just feel like at some point, like in this fake reality, you know, the Call Her Daddy, there would have been a situation like that where they would have had to have a huge falling out. Like, Sam would come forward and be like, I'm not doing Call Her Daddy anymore, which would be iCarly in this situation. And just be like, I'm not doing it because, like, Carly's getting paid more and, like, weirdly, it's called about her. Like, she's getting all the money from the merch. And, like, meanwhile, like, I'm showing up every day to this apartment with her creepy older brother and doing this show for free? And, like, poor Freddie isn't getting paid shit.
And there was also an episode. I don't know if you watched it, like, as much as I did, but do you remember the episode where they went to the shoe place and the shoe place was going to give them a brand deal? I want to know. I don't even know if they thought about this, but what do you think the cut was? Because I hope, like, at least Nathan needs, like, 10%. He can't just sit there. But I honestly think iCarly in the show, not in real life, but in the show, like, I feel like whole character might have been like, I invented it, so I get like 99.9.
Yeah, I actually feel like Sam and Freddie didn't really know about the earnings, but like, and Carly would always tell them, like, oh yeah, like, it's literally making nothing. Like, it's not even a big deal. But like, she was secretly in the account, like, taking the money, and it was like $20,000 a month. And she was just like, oh, yeah, it's not really making anything, but, like, once it starts making money, I'll start paying you guys.
Yeah, she was literally YG in Big Bank. Big Bank, take low bank. My bitch driving our white range. She probably was, like planning on doing all this stuff, buying a condo in Seattle.
I know. She was literally like, yeah, like, F all of them. Like, I'm taking every... But
and Seattle is one of the most expensive cities in the world. So I'm pretty sure, like...
apartment. They had an apartment where the elevator went straight up to the unit, which, by the way, like, that's, like, really fancy. Like,
I remember you lied to me once and said... yeah, that's what all the elevators look like in LA. And I was like, wait, they all look like that? Because you know, it was so big and so wild.
Up. But like, to have a condo with an elevator going straight to her unit, I'm pretty sure that's like fancy. Like usually like the elevator would go to the hallway, but they had an elevator going straight up to their a literal apartment unit.
So if anyone in this that's listening to this podcast or watching, if you guys like live in one of those apartment buildings with a elevator goes straight to your apartment, is it a thing in really, really fancy apartments that everyone gets their own elevator? Is that just in my imagination?
Because there were condo buildings in LA. I never lived in one, but I know there were condo buildings in LA where like, because there's this cool part of LA on Wilshire where like there's all these high rises. And I remember being like, this is so cool. So I just go on the websites to look at about them. And they said like every apartment had its own elevator. But I always wondered, I'm like, how is that possible? Because they were high rises. Obviously, every apartment didn't have its own elevator, but maybe like every section has its own elevator. But then I always wondered like, if you get the elevator from your unit, it opens up and some other person's in there.
Yeah,
then they can just go walk straight into your living room.
Like, what if it malfunction is my thought process?
Yeah, I just don't get it.
But with the every elevator thing, the reason why I can kind of think that there is every apartment does have their own elevator or condo or whatever, because if it's like a 30-story building and the condos are like, each condo is half a story, so there'd be like 60 apartments, and wait, I guess 60 elevators is a lot.
Yeah, it's so many.
Maybe there's like 20 elevators, and most likely when you press on it, no one's going to be on it, so it feels like you have
your
own. But
they pretty much have to make it so for sure nobody's on it. Otherwise, you could break into people's apartments.
But, well, wouldn't it be like you have a fob or something?
Like, if you imagine you're on the top floor, and you're going down to the parking garage, your elevator's going to stop on, like, two floors below you, and then you're straight in this person's living room. You could just walk in and be like, I'm coming in, sorry.
But then I also picture sometimes in these elevators, I picture you get on the floor, but then I swear I've never seen this on Ariana Grande's Snapchat story, because I think she has an apartment in New York, where you get to the floor, and then there's, like, this, like...
A door, right?
You know, like, that... Yeah, like, a door where, like, you probably have to unlock that, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, iCarly wasn't realistic, because it went straight into their living room, the elevator. But, yeah, Dorothy Wang, she was, she's, like, billionaire. But I follow her on Instagram, and she also has the elevator going straight to her unit. But it goes to, like, a little, like, entryway. And then you have to unlock a door. So it kind of solves the whole problem. Like, even if someone did go to your apartment, they still can't go into your apartment because there's an apartment door. Is it, hopefully, are we even explaining this? Does anyone even know what we're talking about?
I have to dive deep into this because I'm actually curious. Even if I hope you guys understand, but when you said there was an entryway, because
I hope you guys understand. We're talking about something so deep or like smart.
No, because when you get to the elevator, when you get to your apartment or condo, I was picturing there's just a door, but are you saying Dorothy Wayne? Because this is another level of fancy. She gets up on the elevator. There's this, like, not 12 foot. Like, there's, like, this, like, 3 feet entryway where you're not on the elevator.
Oh, yeah. Just like, a walking. Little, like, lobby.
Oh, I like that idea because for some reason, unlocking a door to get off the elevator is scary to me. I don't exactly know why, but I'm not scared of elevators, but, like, that scares me.
Yeah, 'cause what if the door... Yeah, that seems... Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound safe to me.
Also, in New York, they have some apartment elevators that, like, bring your car up to your unit.
Isn't that on, like, $1 million listing?
Yeah, like, you could literally be on the 72nd floor in New York City, and then you open up your garage, and then you'd be lowered down in your car. Like, that is... That's cool.
Wait, that's what you're talking about?
I think so. I'm pretty sure, yeah, like, you have, like, your car up there, and then you'd just be on the 72nd floor, and you'd still have a garage, but then the garage would be able to lower. But then how would you not smash the cars under? See, this is, like, all the logistics.
I'm down with living
in... Do you think we have any architect listeners? Feel free to explain.
I don't want, like, a full essay about this.
But, and then also about iCarly, since you said you watched it more than me, was there ever an episode, like Call Her Daddy, where Sam and Carly get in a fight publicly?
I don't remember, but I'm assuming there was, like, 5 seasons. That had to be, like, a mini thing in an episode, right?
Because if you guys... I'm sure everyone knows, but Call Her Daddy is like one of the, I think it's like the most popular podcast besides Joe Rogan. And it was these two girls. Then they had like a huge falling out because one of them wanted more money and the other one just wanted to take a lowball offer or something.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. If Carly and Sam, that probably would have happened.
So it wouldn't have been like that. Wouldn't if they got in a fight, if they did get in a fight over like, oh, who's getting more money? Wouldn't it be a thing where like, well, this whole time, Kali in the show was getting so much money. Like, she knew about the finances. So the fight wouldn't be them going to a business. Like, wouldn't the fight be Sam being
finding out?
Yeah, being like, you are making all this money and you pay me like $200 a month.
Yeah, that's probably what it would have been.
Yeah, so it would basically be like, Kali in the show is like two people in the Kaho Dadi fight. You know what I mean? Because she's the person that owns like the company, basically.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe Carly was a scammer the whole series. And we all were supposed to look up to her. And she's supposed to be our little role model.
And didn't Joey Chino in the show? I forgot his name.
Did he have a job?
He was an artist. Do you think in the show, like behind the scenes, if this was an actual family, he made Nathan and Sam sign like this paper that said, oh, like, we're only going to pay you this much, because he knew that they were making so much cash.
Oh, I bet you that is it. Or, like, you know Carly had him sign NDAs very first day.
Oh, yeah, because I was watching this YouTube video. Well, I already said this, but it was talking about how they lived in Seattle. And Seattle is one of, like, the most expensive cities in the U.S.
Yeah.
So it was just saying, like, if Spencer was an artist, where were they getting this money from?
Maybe he was just actually selling the art, like, high-end. And just people are buying his art for really large amounts of money.
Yeah. I'm not an artist, but I kind of do want to sell a piece of art for like $100,000. I don't know how to get into it, but like, I'm down.
Oh, yeah. Just like kind of scribble on a piece of paper.
I know, but I feel like you could do that if you were in this like group of funds where like most of them are worth like hundreds of millions.
Because they'd be like, I feel like you'd have to know like the people who buy the really expensive art pieces. You'd have to become friends with them. And then they'd be down to buy your art pieces, you know?
Yeah.
Also, I feel like you'd have to be like a descendant of like a really famous artist or something, you know?
Yeah. I guess I already ruined it by saying this on this podcast. So it sounded like I was joking.
Oh, yeah. Before we get into the rest of this, we just want to say thank you. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Do you guys remember when you were confident in the bud, just ready to go? Well, now with Blue Chew, you can get that back.
Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
You can take Blue Chew whenever, day or night, on a full stomach.
Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package, so none of your neighbors, you know, they don't have to know that you're taking Blue Chew to get that confidence in the bedroom.
Blue Chew is made in the U.S. And one more time, it's BlueChew.com, promo code LucasJacob to try it for free.
Yeah, you'll just have to pay $5 for the shipping. So Lucas and Jacob is the code, and it's BlueChew.com. But the scariest thing. So if you've been listening to the podcast, a jetpack was spotted over LA.
Yes.
Not one, but a few pilots flying into LAX, the LA International Airport, saw somebody flying on a jetpack. So it wasn't just one crazy bitch. Multiple people saw it. And the scary thing is
second time.
It happened again this past week.
Someone tweeted us the link. Thanks, Golly.
And it was on the LA Times, another sighting of a person wearing a jetpack near LAX prompts a new investigation. So what? Who has the jetpack? Who's doing this?
So I went on Reddit, and I was on the UFO Reddit and the Los Angeles Reddit. Okay? And people gave me some statistics that honestly wowed me. Like, this is another level of this. With this jetpack scenario, I was already like, what's happening? I'm weirded out. But then people gave me some statistics that none of us knew about. At least I didn't.
What?
Okay, first of all, the first statistic. They were 6,500 feet in the air. Did you know the tallest building in the world is 2,700 feet in this tall? Then another weird fact.
The jetpack person was 6,000 feet in there?
6,500. So okay. And also 6,500 feet is 1.2 miles. So this wows me. How could someone be that high?
Yeah.
High with... Okay, I'm not a physics person, but couldn't your brain explode?
Wait.
That's what I'm saying. A mile is like high. Like the tallest building isn't even that high. So I don't know.
But when isn't there not as much oxygen?
Yeah, so... When I heard that it was a mile, I need to know. Like, at this point, I'm weirded out.
What the hell? Because, like, Also, if you have a jetpack and you're just making some weird prototypes of jetpacks in your basement, you would fly it maybe three stories up, maybe like half the height of a skyscraper if you were really confident. But this person was so confident in their technology that they went 1.5 miles in the sky on a jetpack that could just at any moment die, but they have that much confidence in this weird jetpack that they went that high.
But it also leads me to thinking there's a group of people that I already know it walks and it's completely safe, because I can't picture most people being that brave.
What I'm pissed about is like, okay, I just realized we're all scared of this. Whoever has this technology, like, please let us all know so we don't have to drive effing cars anymore. I don't want to have to fly. I don't want to have to drive a car and I could be flying to places.
Think about it. Well, if he or she, whoever, released this to the people, we would, if it was expensive, people would buy it. And then they couldn't do it anymore because people would die in the sky.
Oh, so yeah, because you know, once the government and everyone gets involved, they say, it's not safe. It's like, just let us jetpack. It's like, of course, some people are going to fall out of the jetpacks because they didn't buckle in right. But like, let's all be able to jetpack now.
Yeah.
Like, let's not even test the technology. Let's just get on it. Can you imagine if in our lifetime we get a jetpack places? That'd be so cool if you're just like, I want to go to Florida. And like, it would take a long time, but I'm assuming it would take the same amount of time as like a helicopter, which is way faster than a car.
I just feel like with jetpacking, you'd have to like build up the bravery. Even if I was a couple feet in the sky,
but think of how easily you get used to shit though.
But I've never been in this. I've never even been in a hot air balloon.
A Tesla. Like everyone's like, oh, I'd be so scared to self-drive it on the highway. But then once you're in a Tesla and you are self-driving it, you just get so used to it. So it's going to be a thing where, like, the first time you jetpack, like, this is so scary. But then after you do it a few times, you're like, oh, yeah, I'll jetpack to, like, Mexico today or whatever.
Not even
scary at all. Just, like, kind of not even buckled in all the way.
Then someone also posted this, which really also made me think a little bit. This was on, pretty sure, on the UFO subreddit. The only part that doesn't make sense to me is why they let it be seen. If it was some government project, or let's say aliens, for the same argument, why would it be flying next to effing LAX? Would love to know more of it.
So wait, they think it's aliens? Is that what you said?
No, so this person's basically saying if whoever's doing it, if it's the government,
they
aliens.
Be seen.
Yeah, because why would. Yeah, basically that's what they're saying, because why would you want to. Like, for example, if I knew about jetpacking and I was part of the group or whatever, I'd say, let's go to Montana or even like. Even just somewhere in the Midwest that isn't located, like Nebraska. Fly in the middle of nowhere in Nebraska because no one's going to see us. But this person, basically, LA is so populated.
But the weirdest thing about this is LA is so populated. There's like millions and millions of people in LA. So when they're even taking off from the jetpack from the ground, wouldn't somebody have seen them? Like if they're taking off in the city, someone would have Snapchatted it. So like, are they starting from like a weird desert area and then flying into LA?
This leads me to another thing that I found this was also on the subreddit, one of them. I forgot which one. I think it was the LA one. So someone posted this YouTube link and it was called people jetpacking in Dubai or something.
Yeah,
like that. So yeah, this is kind of what you will, it kind of answers your question. So in this video, it was posted in like, I think it was last year, in this jetpacking video into Dubai, it was kind of like skydiving. They were on the skydiving plane, it looked like.
Yeah.
And then they had like these jetpack suits on, whatever, and then they jump out the plane and then they just like go up and down and up and down.
Wait, so jetpacks, I actually didn't even know jetpacks are real right now.
Let me try to
like, I know there's those,
you can click on the link and see it. It's pretty weird.
Jetpacks, you know, over the ocean where you like, it's with water.
Oh yeah,
but
those
not
ones
the same thing.
Okay, yeah, because you need to see what I'm saying. Just fast forward to the middle.
Okay, this would be a cool part if we had a TV. They'd be able to see the video too.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, there's a... Just fast forward to the middle and you'll see the magic happen.
What? Okay, they're in a helicopter, guys, and they're about to jump off in a jetpack. Wait, it's like a weird plane.
And then it shows them going up.
Oh, my God, that's cool.
Yeah.
Dubai has, like, the weirdest shit.
So, that's... When was it posted again?
2019.
Yeah, last year.
Oh, one of the top comments is, these are the guys the FBI is seeking right now.
Oh, yeah, because I guess I was reading about it, and I guess, like, the FBI is, like, trying to, like, find out what's happening.
Oh, yeah, they're investigating it, because they're just like, what the hell?
Do you think it's Elon Musk?
Daddy asked that.
No, because I feel like he's such a, he's the type of person who, like, he'd want everyone to know.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of braggadocious.
He'd be like, oh my God, you guys, look what I'm doing. Whereas, like, this person obviously, for some reason, isn't letting anyone know who they are.
Yeah.
I feel like it'll come out, it's like Jack Black or something.
I feel like it's just some science person that, like, isn't a public person.
I mean, I'm going to stick with Jack Black, the guy from School of Rock.
Oh, yeah. He's all over, like, TikTok, I'm pretty sure.
Because I know he's not a scientist, but I feel like he's, like, best friends with the scientists. And, like, the scientists gave him a jetpack because they're like, oh, like, we're working on this. And then Jack Black was like, I'm just going to fly it around.
Oh, yeah.
Just seems like the thing Jack Black would do, you know?
He used to always host the Kids' Choice Awards.
I love Jack Black. He's so funny. Why does he do more movies?
Positive-ass person.
He's just, like, kind of a gamer now, right?
He
I remember hearing that he was a gamer on YouTube. He's a Twitch person, and now he's on TikTok. So I think he's like kind of just like, oh, I just want to game at home. He doesn't want to be on a movie set for like 5 months.
Oh, yeah. I think I might have solved this guy, the jetpack thing. So this is how I'm guessing it works. This is my guess. So just like in the video that you guys didn't see, unfortunately, they jumped out of the plane, and then they went up and down, whatever. Like, I'm assuming there's gales that you can choose. This is how it works. This is how they're not afraid of it. So it's kind of like skydiving. You use the jetpack and it lasts like 20 minutes. And then you can like press a button on your suit and it turns into a skydiving thing where there's like a parachute. That's my guess. Because if I have to guess, I'm guessing it's not like how we thought in the cartoons. I don't think it's like you start from the bottom. I think they are jetpacking for like 20 minutes,
also,
then they land with
they don't land the anywhere parachute. In LA, because otherwise there'd be Snapchats of them landing. LA is so populated.
Oh yeah, don't they probably land like in the Coachella Valley or something?
Oh yeah,
to not so they don't actually get caught by the FBI.
Something like that. Something's mysterious. Please leave your theories below. If you are the jetpacker and you're listening, you can email us and we won't tell anyone, but we just want to know.
Oh yeah, no joke. If you are listening, like, because you could be. I'm actually being honest. And I'm putting my hand on my iPad. I wouldn't tell anyone, but...
Is that like putting your hand on your iPad is like swearing on a Bible or something?
I guess so. But okay. The thing about it is that I'm not swearing on telling... I won't tell you listeners, unfortunately, but I will tell like my mom.
Oh, yeah. I would tell everyone in my real life.
Yeah,
and
like my family.
And I would brag to people that I knew who it was publicly.
But also, I want to do a Zoom with you. I need more...
Unfortunately, I would probably tell everyone.
I might even be like tempted to be like, Lucas, can we please not tell anyone so then like we can fly it?
Yeah, but then if I found out it was Jane Lynch, though, I'd be like, I'd probably tweet being like, oh my God, the jetpacker's Jane Lynch.
But one more thing about the jetpack. My thing about the jetpack is I just don't believe it's not the government, because how have they not caught it?
Oh, but the FBI is looking into it. Isn't that part of the government?
But how haven't? It just is weird because I feel like it's in LA, like... Even if they landed in, like I said, like Coachella Valley or wherever, like there's so many places I'm guessing that no one lives, but I just don't get how they haven't had it. So like
also,
that's my only thing.
Yeah, is this all just a lie? Because like if, for example, like you said, don't they have helicopters and shit? They would just follow it.
Yeah, like, yeah, because...
Immediately, if they see an unidentified object, they'd be like, wait, is this from another country? We have to like figure out what this is if it's a threat to everyone. So they would like have helicopters following
it. I didn't even think about that. So when we were in LA, like... Think about it. Like, if there was, like, a mortar on the loose, didn't they hurry and have a helicopter ready?
Yeah, there was helicopters every effing second.
So there'd be a helicopter. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not saying it's not real, but I just need to know more. And I don't know if I'm saying it's not real. I'm just confused.
Yeah, but I used to live on... We both used to live right by the Grove in LA, and they're literally... Like, you'd be out the Grove, and all of a sudden there'd be a helicopter spotlight shining at the Grove. And I was like, what is this? There's always something happening, but, like, I didn't know what it was.
Oh, yeah, nothing ever bad happened to us.
But then you'd, like, look online, and it'd be like, oh, yeah, someone, like, stabbed someone or something.
Oh, yeah. One time we actually were brave, and we like, I guess it's not really, like, that scary. But we were walking on the street at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that was when we were so innocent.
Maybe 12
nothing
o'clock,
bad had happened.
Know.
We were, like, yeah, it was, like, 12 at midnight, and we were walking around just, like, the streets of LA. So we're like, oh, yeah, it's not even a big deal. But actually, it wasn't. Because remember, what made me so comfortable was I saw a girl who was, like, 22 walking by herself with headphones. So I was like, oh, it's not even dangerous. And she went to 7-Eleven too. It was so funny because we were walking to 7-Eleven to get ice cream and she was doing the same thing.
Oh yeah, we got the Snickers one.
But then we stopped doing that because we had bad experiences where we got
to
attack us.
Yeah.
Did we already tell that on this podcast how we were on a walk? Just I think we were debating something so embarrassing, like about Nicki Minaj thing, and talking so loud, obnoxiously on the street. And then this homeless guy said, stop talking like little bitches or something like that.
You're not even exaggerating. I think it was something
like
that.
Didn't he say you sound like little bitches or something like that? And then he was so mad. He had a pole and he whacked it against the parking meter we were by. So you're like, okay, are we going to get whacked in the head and like just like become brain dead? Because we're going to get whacked in the skull with a metal pole. Like, I don't want to get it. I don't want to lose my memory. So then we started running into traffic.
What street was that? Like it was literally just for people that have been to that street, because it's like a six lane. Isn't it like three lanes on each side?
Wilshire and Little Santa Monica. So it's like a big intersection. And we were just started running, and then there's like these like teens on bikes, and they're like, "Oh my god, what happened? What are you running from?" Because they like probably thought there was like a shooting or something. And then we ran into the store and hid, and then he walked past it. And then it was so weird because we went to a mall. In an outdoor mall in Santa Monica. And we're pretty sure we saw the exact same homeless person with the pole again.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Because he had... Yeah. And it was him because he was so distinct looking.
I don't know why, but there was like 2 weeks where like for some reason I was like so scared of people like because we just had one bad experience. I was like, I feel like people are trying to attack me or something.
Oh yeah, PTSD
but,
vibes.
You know, like obviously just exaggeration.
Yeah,
start
walking around thinking everyone's gonna hit you in the head with a metal pole.
I actually thought about that today because I was on a run and I was like running on a street where there was two lanes on both sides. And I was thinking like, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning. Like, it's kind of busy. Like, and I was, it just popped in my mind randomly. Like, how didn't we die when we crossed like all those streets? Cause we were like, it was pretty sure it probably was just green.
Oh, we ran from the guy?
Yeah. How didn't we die? I don't get it. Like, I'm glad we didn't, but I just am so
surprised.
Well,
we wouldn't have actually ran through the street if it was so busy. I think we were lucky that it was like a red light on one side and there was like half the street was.
Yeah, I guess we probably
and
just
also,
made it.
Also, the good thing was the people who were coming towards us, they were at a stoplight and they saw the whole ordeal. So they were like prepared for us to run because they watched the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. But in all honesty, I think we didn't have to run. Like, we kind of were exaggerating.
But
I think I was.
I just didn't want to get hit in the head with a metal pole, you know?
But at the same time, like even if we whacked fast, I don't think you could have caught up to us.
Oh, yeah. We didn't have to dramatically run into traffic. That probably isn't the smartest thing to do.
Yeah, for sure.
But should we get into an email?
Oh, yeah. This was sent on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the perks as well. Is that we read all of the emails, obviously, but the Patreon ones, like, we're going to read first. But we'll still read everyone's else.
Oh,
emails.
Yeah. If you email us, we'll still
so if you're not on
the
Patreon, don't worry.
This one started with, "Hey, lovely boys."
Aww.
That really did make my heart warm, so thank you. I don't want to read it.
Oh, do you want me to?
Yeah, just because, like...
You just don't want to read it in general? We should skip this person because it
no,
was boring?
No, I
or
love
what?
This story, but...
You think they're boring?
I just don't want to read
it. I'm just kidding. It said, just wanted to tell you guys a story of something that happened to me a few years ago. I had been drinking with a few of my friends that night. A few of them came back to sleep at my house. We woke up the next morning, and one of my friends told me... He had a dream he had slept in the same bed as my dad. And we were all like, what the hell? Later that day, after my friends left, my dad told me that my friend had slept, walked into his bed and laid down with him. And he said, my dad being the chillax dude he is, just let him sleep there. And then I guess in the middle of the night, the friend walked out. And he said, my friend was just wearing underwear at the time. And they said, weirdly enough, this isn't the first time one of my friends has slept, walked into another family member's room at my house. So their house is like a curse or something. A few years before that, another friend of mine walked into my 10-year-old brother's room thinking it was the bathroom and pissed on his chair. Anyway, we just...
Are they doing this sober or drunk?
We love to joke about this, blah, blah, blah. But I swear that happens to like kids. Like when you're like... under the age of like 14, I feel like there's always stories of people sleepwalking and pissing. Cause I remember that being a thing when I was growing up, where we'd be like, this cousin sleptwalked and pissed in their oven, or like, oh, like this guy sleptwalked into someone's room and peed on the floor. Like, I think that's a thing.
I don't remember that, but if it's a thing, then.
I mean, this person, you know, sleptwalked and pissed in someone's room.
Sleepwalking is so creepy, and like sleeping with your eyes open is creepy, and like, little brother used to have night tales, and like something about if someone's screaming, what do you call it when someone's screaming so loud?
Night terrors?
Like, isn't there a thing like, when someone's screaming so loud? Like pitch screaming or something.
Screaming pitch loud?
Screaming at the top of their lungs, I guess. Yeah, but when someone's screaming at the top of their lungs in the middle of the night, you, even though you know someone isn't dying, you picture the world's ending. That's what I picture, at least.
If you're just like 2 a.m. in a deep sleep and then you get abruptly awoken from someone in a nearby room screaming at the top of the lungs.
Yeah.
But oh my God, one of our siblings though, when I was back at the house like 2 Christmases ago, I was sleeping at my family's house for a Christmas break. And one of our siblings walked into the room and it was this creepiest sleepwalking thing. They sat at the edge of the bed and it was like 5 a.m. And at first I thought they were just like crying. So I was like, oh my God, this is like an emotional moment where like for some reason at 5 a.m. they decided to come to my room and start crying at the edge of the bed. Because they were just like hunched over and I was like, oh my God, what's wrong?
Sounds like something out of a book.
And then they
movie.
Started picking at their eyes and I was like, oh my God, stop. But they were like taking out their contacts in their sleep. And it is so creepy. And then like, it was this, you know when people are sleepwalking and they're so weird and you're just like, I was trying to wake them up, but then they were all weird and they're like, what? Like all mad being like, I'm not doing anything. And I was like, what are you doing? And then like they all are embarrassed and they walk back to their room, you know? And then the next morning they just don't remember anything. That's the creepiest thing, taking out your contacts in your sleepwalk and like you might accidentally take out your eyeball.
I know.
But sleepwalking, I feel like it doesn't affect adults though, because I feel like I sleepwalk so much as a kid, but now I don't.
Yeah, like I, and plus I just can't, I don't like hear many stories about adults sleepwalking. There was that one story, I think it happened in the UK where a husband killed his wife and allegedly, I don't know if it's proven, like he did it while he was sleeping. So like he wasn't
low-key just an excuse for court.
I don't know. Like that's weird. Like that whole story.
I feel like with adults, you mostly hear like, oh, they were on a sleeping med and then like they drove around town. Cause you know, like there's Ambien where I guess like sometimes people take it, but then like they don't fall asleep. But they just like live life, but they don't remember anything.
Wait, that's happened? Do they get in like car crashes?
I don't know, I think they're just like, for some reason, like they're a part of their brain falls asleep, but then like they're still awake and they just drive around and stuff.
Oh.
Creepy.
This story is interesting though. Like that's cool that their dad wasn't weirded out. Wait, so were they kids? Like I wanna know, like were they drunk or was it just a kid thing?
Oh, they were drunk in this story, so I'm assuming like over 21.
Oh, they were? Wait. Oh yeah, they've been out drinking, yeah. Sorry for missing that part.
Unless they're a fake ID 15-year-olds.
Could be the story. Sorry for promoting that to you guys.
But have you ever had any sleepwalking stories?
No, but I think I talk in my sleep sometimes.
Have you ever peed the bed while sleeping?
Yeah, there has been times where in recent years where I don't pee the bed, but I kind of wake up with like a little bit of pee.
Wait,
but
recently?
It's not pee the bed. No, not recently, but in recent years.
Wait, because you have one of those dreams where you're peeing?
Yeah, but like, but then I wake up in the morning and there's just like, it's not even really peeing your pants. It's kind of just like a few dribbles.
Oh,
that is obviously gross, but yeah, that has happened.
That always used to happen to me like when I was younger where I'd like have to go pee so bad, but then I keep having dreams that I went to pee, so then I thought I peed, but then like, sometimes if you dream where you're peeing too much, you might actually pee.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I usually always wake up to go pee. It's kind of annoying.
I know.
That Ambien story you talked about, it always weirds me out thinking about being in a different like mental space and like doing something. Like it'd be so weird, like if we like felt how cats felt, but we drove or something, but we still had our same like mental brain capacity or whatever. But like,
because
I feel like cats feel high all the time. That's just what I get from them.
Really?
I feel like they just feel like. Just like so loosey-goosey and stuff.
Yeah, they always do seem like they just woke up from a nap.
Yeah, I just feel like they feel just high. That's all I know. That's what I guess they feel like.
And then people even give them catnip to make them even.
Does that actually get them high? I can't tell if that's just like a joke when people say it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's real.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone on our last podcast commented a funny story about the pumpkin pie blizzard. Because I guess we talked about the pumpkin pie blizzard.
Wait,
I don't know when.
I don't remember that. I feel like every podcast I has blackout.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, because when we create the titles for the podcast, obviously I don't think we blackout. But like, but I'm always like, what did we talk about?
Yeah. Sometimes it's like, I don't think we talked about anything, but somehow it was an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It's weird.
But this is from a comment?
Yeah, so I guess we talked about Pumpkin Pie Blizzard on YouTube. This is a comment on YouTube. So, yes, we are Pumpkin Pie Blizzard stands, even though this year I'm not going to ever get it again. Because
I love Pumpkin Pie Blizzards.
It tasted like a vegetable.
Oh, I think you might be saying what I'm about to talk about.
What? Just say it.
That Dairy Queen's outdated. Wait, someone said that in the last 24 hours.
Outdated?
Someone said Dairy Queen is like outdated and it like triggered me because I was like, nuh-uh.
I know Joe Biden ate Dairy Queen.
Oh, wait, no. Didn't they say Dairy Queen is like what moms only eat or something?
Someone said that.
I'm sure someone said like, yeah, like hit people don't eat Dairy Queen.
Wait, on Twitter or something? Because I don't remember seeing that in real life.
I forgot, but yeah.
That's funny. That's a thing.
I think it might have just been one
comment.
Well,
Dairy Queen does kind of remind me of like the 60s.
Yeah.
It doesn't remind me of current day, but I still like it. Okay, so this is what they said. About the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard seasonal cutoff being Thanksgiving. For as long as I can remember during Thanksgiving, my great aunt would buy two large pumpkin pie blizzards and a pie crust. And after Thanksgiving dinner, she would put the blizzards in the pie crust and always draw a whipped cream smiley face on it. We call it pumpkin ice cream pie. And it's my second favorite Thanksgiving dish next to green bean casserole. And I had to mention this on the podcast because... brilliant. I love...
Wait, she got multiple blizzards and poured them into a pan?
She got two large blizzards. She would get a crust and just put the blizzards in and whipped cream. And
that sounds so good.
Yeah, I love the energy that this is giving off.
Yeah.
I love the energy. Like, someone's going to Thanksgiving, got two blizzards, got a pie crust, just whip it together.
Yeah,
love that.
It's just like, it tastes good and like, yes, it's not homemade, but it tastes way better.
Yeah, one time for Thanksgiving, one of our sisters made a key lime pie. I'm pretty sure it was pie crust and key lime pie filling, and I loved it.
Yeah, that's a thing.
It was just so easy, and I love this comment because it's just so easy.
I'm pretty sure the pumpkin pie blizzard gets cut off at Halloween, though.
Yeah, so this is why... this kind of reminds me. I kind of remember us saying, why does it end up October? But this person is basically saying, it doesn't end up October. Mandela effect.
Wait, I swear to God, there's been years where I'm like, in November, and I'm like, I want a pumpkin pie blizzard, Thanksgiving, and then it says... oh, yeah, it's not available.
Yeah, that is weird. So is it like where you live, it is on Thanksgiving? Maybe
I feel like
you should Google it.
We need to know. This is important for everyone. Don't worry, I'm going to ask on my phone.
I feel like most people don't even eat Dairy Queen is the thing. So like this is kind of such a like small amount of people that are like, oh, I love Dairy Queen.
Please talk because I'm...
I bet you on
Cola. Yeah, it honestly doesn't say anywhere on the first page, so I don't know what to do, guys. I don't know when the pumpkin pie blizzard gets cut off, but you're not going to find out on this podcast.
Maybe to this person that commented this, your grandma, your aunt?
Did she freeze them?
Your aunt.
She freezed them.
That's
for
what
weeks.
I'm thinking, but that would take not a lot of effort,
or
but it seems like it takes.
Or is she friends with a local franchisor of a Dairy Queen, and they cut her a deal where they said, listen, I know it cuts off, but I know your family loves this, so I'll save a few in the back for you.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, I have to befriend the local Dairy Queen franchise owners, because I want to be like, listen, like, I know the stuff's still in the back. You still have the ingredients, so... I'll slip you some money, and then like you can give me what I want.
I'm not even joking. I remember telling our parents like a few months ago, saying, "Why don't you guys open a Dairy Queen?"
I'm
not joking. I would work there like not for like 20 hours a week. I feel like that's too much effort, but like 12 hours a week, you don't have to pay me. I'll just work there because I want to support you guys.
That's what I've always wondered about mom and dad. It's like, why don't you quit everything and open up a fast food restaurant?
Open up a franchise. I don't know how much, how the money deal works, but I feel like you'd make money.
But I don't want to work at it, though, is the only thing.
I would work there for like 12 hours a week.
It would sound fun to work there, but then when you're actually doing it, you're like, oh, I'd rather,
But for 2 days, I'd work 6 hours a week.
I would do it for the first month.
I'm putting my hand on my iPod.
Yeah.
You actually wouldn't? Like, if they just said, like, we aren't going to pay you because, like,
I wouldn't because right I know mom, I feel like they'd be the type of people who they just expect me to go in whenever. You know what I mean? They'd be like, oh, this person's sick, so go in. And I'm like, boo, like, I'm working on other things.
They had a schedule, though.
No, but they would expect us to go in whenever. Please, mom and dad, do not open up a fast food place. Because I know they'd be like,
if it was like that,
there's nothing
not
we can
it.
Do. These people are going on vacation and they quit unexpectedly. Like, you're going to have to work all weekend. Like, so that's why, like, it would suck being, Alex Russo on Wizards of Waverly Place because they lived above the pizza shop. She probably had to work there all the time, getting paid.
I love the energy of living above your own shop, but it would be weird because business gets mixed with family and it's
weird. And
that weird.
Always ends in...
not with the Kardashians.
Pretty much. I mean, their family is so effed up.
Nuh-uh.
Everything's based on,
the great
who
people.
Sells the most lip kits. It gets the most respect. But,
I guess so.
A Pennsylvania man got arrested because he tried to arrange a sexual encounter with a horse.
We're talking about bestiality.
Yeah. I'm just going to read you some excerpts from the article from the Pennsylvania local news station. The man was arrested because he exchanged Facebook messages with a woman who owned a horse. So a girl just owned a horse and he was messaging her saying like, oh, can I rent the horse for me and my wife? And she was like, because I guess she owns a horse thing where she teaches people how to ride horses, like kids and adults. So yeah. She was like, okay, like, what do you and your wife want to, do you want to come to the farm or whatever? And he said, we want to perform, he was just straight up was like, we want to perform sexual activities with it.
He told them? I thought he'd keep that a secret.
I know, that's my whole thing, like, please don't do this. But if you are, like, why would you up front? Wouldn't it be a thing where you rent the horse and then, not that, like, I'm trying to tell anyone how to do a horse, but,
yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm saying. So, for example, if I was going to do some illegal activity, like, for some reason, like...
Say, you're going to rent an Airbnb to have a cocaine weekend. Never going to do that, but I'm just thinking of an illegal activity. You're going to message the Airbnb person and say, hey, can I rent your house to have a coke weekend? You're going to say, no, I'm going to have a low-key gathering.
Yeah, like, oh, if I didn't have an oven and I'm renting an oven and I'm using the oven to make some type of drugs...
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm using the oven to make drugs. Like...
Yeah, like, it's like, boo, what are you doing?
I'm not saying I'm street smart because I'm not, like... I feel like I haven't, like, lived that life. But I'm saying, like, even I know, like...
Yeah.
If you don't have horses... But I'm saying, like, don't tell them the stuff you're going to do, but also don't have horses. You
guys
get it.
The good thing, though, he did admit to her that he's never done anything with a horse yet. But he wanted to.
Did his wife want to join, or is this just a him thing?
I feel bad because he wrapped the wife in, but as far as I know, the wife isn't being charged. It's just him. But he did tell the woman he didn't want to have intercourse with the animal. He just wanted to do other stuff. And he said he won't be alone. His wife was going to come. So we need the wife's comment. Was her husband just going crazy, or did she actually, she should be arrested too if she actually was involved. But guess how much money they offered?
$300?
It was $200. So like, they're trying to just, that's so sad. And like, can you imagine there's people who own horses who actually would take the money? It's like, that's messed up.
I just can't believe there's there's a group of people that wanna have horses.
I know. I feel
but I've always heard, like, throughout my life, like in middle school and just everything, I've always heard jokes about, like, people jokingly watching videos of people getting effed by horses.
Yeah, that always I've is like always an urban legend.
Yeah, like, and I'm pretty sure, like, because I remember people saying, like, have you watched that video?
Yeah,
so I'm
like,
pretty sure on
Queen
the end of those videos.
Cleopatra did horses or whatever.
So, like, it's like a thing in history.
For what I'm going to say, just to like make myself feel better about the state of the world, is I'm going to say this guy did it as a joke. It was a prank. And the prank went so far that he's now getting arrested.
To be honest.
Like you said, if somebody actually wanted to do horses, I don't think they would upfront ask on Facebook.
My thing is, I believe he wanted to up a horse. And like, yes, that does say humanity's effed up.
You think he's just dumb?
I think he wants to F a horse, and yeah, he just, for some reason, told the person he wanted to F a horse, which is...
I guess you think about if you want to F a horse, maybe that goes, that coincides with being dumb? Being dumb and effing horses are tied together, maybe.
I don't want to say that, but maybe that's true.
You don't want to offend anyone who wants
to
F a horse?
No, all I'm saying is that, like, is that maybe they could be smart, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, sure. That's, yeah, but if you're effing a horse, like, I'm assuming you just don't care, you know?
Yeah.
Because someone could, yeah, it's just gross.
Also, recent news, an 11-year-old boy stole a school bus and drove around a town for 45 minutes. He drove around for 45 minutes. And the funniest thing about the story is somebody had, like, a witness, you know? And they said... They saw a bus driving crazy, and they're like, what's going on? And then as the bus got closer, they saw an 11-year-old boy was laughing in the driver's seat, just driving through Florida. Like, can you imagine if you were on a walk and you saw a bus going crazy, and you're like, what is going on? And then you saw a little kid driving, you'd be like, oh my God!
This reminds
me of
that
Vine. Call the police immediately.
Have you seen that Vine?
Of the dogs driving?
No, it's a school bus. It's this group of girls, I'm pretty sure, saying, you thought we... weren't gonna steal a bus, and then I'm pretty sure they stole a bus and are driving at the end of the Vine.
Oh my God! So
this is real life happening.
Of a driver, because he drove for 45 minutes. With most 11-year-olds, I feel like it'd be like you steal the bus and then immediately crash. But he kept it going.
This gives me flashbacks to elementary school. The biggest brag, Yeah, my dad let me drive his truck this weekend, and I actually know how to drive.
Oh,
did
yeah.
Did people ever say that in your class? That was always such a brag.
Because, I don't know if it's because we went to like a country school, but I do remember a lot of people being like, yeah, I drove around the farm and like, I'm good at driving. And we were like 11 and they're like, yeah, like I already drive.
I remember that too. Like, I don't know if it's because we were at a country school, but I remember that was such a bug. People saying, yeah, I drove my dad's truck. Or like they lived on a farm and they said like, yeah, I drove around the farm. And like, I think I'm a good driver.
But he's been charged with theft of a motor vehicle. And he's being, I don't know how you charge an 11-year-old, but I guess they'll go to juvie.
Was it like malicious intent, or did he just think it's funny?
I mean, he said he was seen laughing and giggling as he was driving it. So I think he just wanted to have a fun time.
So did he beat up the bus driver then?
I don't know how he stole it. I don't know if he just went into like a abandoned one or what.
There is like those lots where the bus is out. So maybe he just went to those places where they filled them up or whatever.
As far as I know, he didn't hurt anyone. So like, it's not like he ran over pedestrians accidentally or anything. He was just driving good. So maybe these days with video games, like since they're playing all these car games, like they know how to drive well.
Yeah, because it's basically the same, except it's a steering wheel. Oh, yeah. No, I guess even with Mario Kart, you use the steering wheel sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
With the older one, you use the steering wheel. So maybe that's how he got his practice in.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk about how last episode, there was a few comments on YouTube. This is about me.
I'm joking,
but it is about me. So I'm actually wheeled out.
Before you get into this, can I actually take a break?
We're back. We took a piss break like usual since we drink so much water. Okay. So what I was talking about, back to the story. So there was like two comments. So like a lot of people said at 18:12 in the podcast, something happened. And whenever people comment timestamps, I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to know what happened. This one is the weirdest one I've seen so far.
Oh no. This is the scariest thing about recording yourself for an hour. Like, you do weird stuff and you don't even know it.
Yeah, so this one's weird. So I make this weird noise when Lucas is talking. So first I'll play it just for the people. Let me make sure my volume's out of the way up. Okay.
This will be another situation where we need the TV. We have to drop the $3,000.
But not everyone watches, though. Okay.
We don't really have an outlet for them at the current moment, so we figured we'd give it to these people.
Yeah,
you're scary.
Watch it. It's weird.
That weird noise. You guys listen to the squeaky noise.
Yeah, okay, so if you want to listen to it, it's 18:12 on
the
last
podcast.
But
we'll do a replay. I'll put my microphone up to it.
We don't really have an outlet for them at the current moment, so we figured we'd give it to these people.
Yeah,
it's so funny because your face seems normal, but...
We don't really have an outlet for them at the current moment, so we figured we'd give it to these people.
Did a demon take over my body?
Oh my god, I feel like you just were like excited to talk to an...
I don't know. I just want to play it over time.
Outlet for them at the current moment, so we figure we give it to these people.
What is that? It
is weird, but like I know that happens normally. Because like...
When other people comment weird timestamps, I've never heard something like that. That's like, it's not to me. It's not like someone's in my throat trying to say something.
I guess you're just so excited. Like,
oh, it's a demon.
But I hate when people point out stuff that you do without noticing. Because like in the past week, somebody did call me out for breathing loud. And then I'm like, am I just like a breather?
Oh, I've listened to the podcast. And sometimes like when one of us is talking, you hear breathing in the background. And like no one ever comments about it, but like I can hear it.
I know. That's the worst.
Yeah. So.
Because remember one time I saw a movie with a friend in high school. And afterwards she said, you breathe so loud. It sounded like you were sleeping. And I was like, okay. Now I feel uncomfortable being around you because apparently I can't be myself.
Yeah. Just judging you the whole time.
So why do you think you did? Do you want me to just be honest? You do stuff like that all the time.
Well, do I?
I'm just kidding.
That one doesn't embarrass me. I just want to know. Because, like, I've never, as far as I can remember, I've never talked to someone and that noise just randomly comes out. Like, that's weird.
But then again, I know that, like, happens. And I was like, I just know, like, there's been times where, like, I've made
I don't think it's,
noises.
Like, some demon. It could be a demon thing.
Like, I know there's times where, like, I've done weird noises. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, yeah, there's weird things like that that happen.
That's funny.
But,
thanks for pointing that out, guys.
I want to tell this next story to you guys because, if you get abandoned like this bear did, in Russia, it got abandoned, a bear got abandoned by its mother and now it's a thriving model.
The animal.
Yeah. So a bear was discovered abandoned 28 years ago, or I don't know if it was 28 years ago, but I know the bear is 28 years old now. Oh yeah. 28 years old. And it's been under care of these humans since. And they said that it's like just super nice and like it's like full ass bear, but they just like hang out with it. And now they take photo. It's a photo shoot bear, and they take photos on Beauty and the Beast vibes. Like they're like kind of like just like posing with the bear, like they're Beauty and the Beast. Like they're kind of having a romantic relationship with the bear, but no one knows. I feel like since I just heard the horse story, like now I'm thinking like it's a romantic thing because the photos are romantic. It's like a girl in a dress and like then the bear. It's like Beauty and the Beast vibes, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it's sexual if I had to guess.
Yeah, but they said that the bear is very good at being a model, but photo shoots can only be 90 minutes because otherwise it gets like a little irritated.
Oh, that'd be scary being that close to a bear.
I know, like at 90 minutes, like what does it do? What does it do when it's irritated? Do you think it like will hit someone?
Yeah, that's the thing with like in these music videos and everything, like people have snakes on them, performances, sometimes it happens. It scares me because even though like the trainer, well, not the trainer, whatever, the keeper of the snake, whatever, says like, oh, it won't do anything because obviously they're drugged up, I'm assuming. But
yeah.
But what if, like, you just accidentally pinched it wrong, and it's like, yeah, I'm going to try to choke you now because I'm threatened by you.
That's what's scarier, like, the ape who ripped off someone's face.
But didn't they, like, bang on the window?
Oh, no, it was just these people owned, like, a gorilla or an ape. It was some sort of animal like that. And they owned it, and then they had to call 911 because it started ripping off their friend's face.
Oh, I know. Yeah, come on. I was thinking about something different.
Yeah, so that's a scary thing. Yeah. Then again, like, you can't just blame it on the animals because even humans do weird shit like that. People call 911 because, oh, my husband's trying to rip off my face. So, like, we can't say, oh, animals are so crazy because, like, humans be doing weird
shit. This whole animal thing is so weird for these exotic animals because like, it's just weird thinking about, like, because they're obviously so used to being around their species. So then, like, when they're around all these humans, like, it's obviously weird for their, like, psyche or whatever.
Also, they're probably just like, I want to, like, communicate with someone who understands.
I know, it's obviously, like, so different.
Yeah,
so.
But, like, if aliens abducted you and, like, you couldn't ever talk with them, but, like, they still wanted you to be around, it's like, can I please just, like, not be with you guys?
Well, I guess we wouldn't know because, like, there is those people that are missing. This made me think about alien abductions. Like, they could just be abducted by aliens. Well, you know those people that are missing and you hear about it on, like, those TV shows that are, like, what happened to this person? And
probably got abducted by the jetpackers.
It could be aliens, jetpackers, there's so many different things it could be that none of us know at this point.
Also, in sad Halloween news, a girl was gonna marry a ghost, but she's called off the wedding. So
that's legal, or was it just a joke?
I don't think it was a joke to her, but she was gonna marry a ghost, but she called off the wedding. It didn't work out.
Oh,
yeah, which is kind of sad. She said that the ghost started being inconsiderate, and it was partying and taking drugs. This is all from LadBible.com, and also she said, the ghost, like, they had a good connection at first, but then it just kept, like, disappearing for, like, long periods of time. And she's like, where is it? Is it with other people? Like, are you cheating on me? And, yeah. And it would bring other spirits into her house, and, like, she didn't want them there. So, unfortunately, she had to call off the wedding. So, love isn't real.
I wish her the best of luck. I wonder who the ghost was. Like, was it someone she knew in actual life that died?
But it does make me think that she might be doing this as a troll, because at the end of the article it says she was thinking about having a ghost baby. So it's like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing it for a troll? Trying to go viral to start a YouTube channel?
I wish I could go back to the 1850s or something, because if I had to guess, I feel like in a way, if you wanted to make money by being a weird person, even though the internet's everywhere now, but I feel like back then, you would have a longer career. Because, for example, if you wanted to marry a ghost, I feel like you could go to city to city and, like,
tour.
Yeah, and, like, hold, like, a tour, but you'd have to, like, mail it in or something. And then to say, I'm the girl that wants to marry a ghost. If you want an autograph, pay me, like, 50 cents, whatever
the
big amount was.
Yeah, also being, like, a traveling
then.
Magician would have been easier before the internet. Because now you can just Google, like, oh, how did this person do this trick? And there's the whole way how they did it. But back in the day, people
would actually think you're doing weird
shit. You could literally have things flying because they're attached to strings. And people would be like, what?
Oh, and same with if you were a psychic that wasn't real. I feel like you could do it easier back then. Because you could just no one, that person lived in the country, and they aren't going
to
tell anyone.
Also, like, from town to town, like, I feel like word wouldn't spread as much. So you could, like, scam everyone in California, then they all realize this psychic is completely fake, they stole all of our money. Then you go up to Wyoming, and they haven't heard of you there. You're just a brand new person, and you can scam all of them. And
think
then
about it.
Go to South Dakota, and so on.
I can't even wrap my brain around if I was born in the 1850s, and I was born in, like, Wyoming, and, like, I lived in a town of 50 people, never heard of a psychic, and one day I was at the diner. This random person pops up to me and just starts talking. I'm like, okay, I don't really know you. But and they start saying like, well, I'm one of these people. I don't know if you've heard of me. I'm kind of psychic and like I know everyone's future. Like I just know most people would be like, what? Because you never even heard about it. Like if your brain just didn't even know what that was and you've never heard about it, never been exposed to it.
Yeah, scammers had it easy in the 1800s.
Yeah. Nowadays,
it's hard.
Apple does this thing where someone calls you that they think is a scammer, that you don't even get the noise. That's a new thing. I got a call that just said like, "Oh, it's probably a scammer," so don't even answer.
So
yeah, it is. People still get scammed though, I guess.
Also, somebody farted in an Uber, and they just did an innocent fart. Like you can't really control that. But then they got beat up and assaulted. And
now by the Uber driver?
Yeah, man charged with assault after farting in Uber. In his Uber. So that it makes it sound, so this is on the NY Post. So, a UK man who is an Uber driver. Wait. Oh, I'm like, I read this all wrong. So, a UK man has been charged with assault after allegedly farting in an Uber and then attacking the driver for protesting. I thought, I had this all wrong. I thought somebody farted in the back seat and then the driver beat the shit out of them. The fart out of them. But instead, the farter beat people up. So someone's farting in someone's car and then beating them up after they protest?
Wait, what did they protest for?
Well, it said...
Like, what was the message?
I'm just
going to
say
across?
His full name because it's on there. James Mallett. We all know who you are.
James Mallett from Big Time Rush.
James Mallett. He's 35 and he let it rip in the back of an Uber drive on the way to a nightclub. So before he went to the nightclub, he just let it rip. He was with three other people, I guess, and the Uber driver... And the Uber driver was pissed. And he'd like suffered just like people just being annoying in his car. So finally he was just like, what are you doing? And he got mad and the guy who farted beat him up for getting mad for farting. So yeah, farts can end in jail. He's literally going, he has a 6-month jail term.
Wait, this is what happened. Wait, okay. So he farted, the person got mad and he beat them up. The fart person.
Yeah, that, as far as I know, from the NY Post article, that's what happens. So, next time you have to let it rip in an Uber, just hold it.
Well, you actually you could this, let yeah, it out. This, the message of this story to me is basically, you can fart, but if someone gets mad, like they have that right
like,
to
obviously
think that's gross.
If you rip and the windows are all up, it's like, obviously, you're gonna if someone gets a little angry in the car, like that's to be expected.
And also, I'm not trying to be preachy, but if I had to fart and I knew it was going to be a noisy one... Can't you just, like, suck it back up in the Uber? Like, that's just, like, in my opinion, that is kind of rude.
Yeah, because I almost feel
like...
Like,
if I was at Uber and someone did a loud fart, in a way, that's kind of, like, be a little bit respectful.
Yeah, I almost feel like, since he was the type of person to beat up someone for talking against him, I feel like he was the type of person who, like, obnoxiously, like, lifted up half his body and was just like, oh, listen to this one, and just let it rip. And then the driver's like, are you kidding me? Like, he already had someone eat McDonald's in his back seat. Probably had someone put his feet on the seat. Just people are being disrespectful all day. So finally he was like, okay, like, what are you doing? Like, this is just rude. Like, you know, this is someone's actual car. Like, this is an Uber. You're in someone's actual personal car. And I'm just trying to make money and you're ripping one in my back seat.
I love the Ubers that... They're so grossed out by everyone. They put covers all over their seat.
That grosses me out so much.
Those
are
the ones that I stand though, because it's like,
no,
I get it.
It's so gross. When you go into an Uber and they have blankets over the back seat, it just makes me think, what happened back here for you to need to do
this? That is grossed out by us.
But it just grosses me out. I just would rather sit on the seat. It's just so nasty when you have to sit on a cover.
But I get it, because I might even do that if I was an Uber driver.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I don't want these nasty people getting their butthole juices out of my car.
I almost became an Uber driver, but then I was, for some reason, just in it. But I went to, like, the orientation and everything.
Was it, like, an online orientation or in person?
You just had to bring your car to this place, and they checked out to make sure your car was in good condition to be an Uber.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't be an Uber driver because my vehicle doesn't. I think that's not allowed.
Oh, you have a 2-door.
Yeah, I don't think that's allowed.
Yeah. But I didn't end up doing it. This was, like, years ago, but... Yeah.
A cute little story time.
Story time with Lucas. so kind of in the same vein as that story, We have an email that involves like same sort of the
same
vibe. It
says poop email.
Yeah, it's poop email. So they said, two summers ago on the 4th of July, my family decided to get together to have a little party. The party was at my aunt's house because she has a pool. So we ate and talked and did the family stuff. And then all the teens and kids got into the pool and started playing and swimming. After an hour in the pool, one of my cousins had swimming goggles on and decided to go underwater to make handshakes. Because you know, it's like what kids do, like, let's go underwater and do a handshake, you know, type of kids, the kid shit.
Oh, yeah, and doing the teacup party. That was
another
classic.
So they were doing all that underwater stuff, doing handshakes. Oh, my God, let's do a tea party underwater. And then they found rocks. So they were like, oh, my God, this is cool. Like, we're in a pool, but like it's kind of like we're in the ocean. Like, there's rocks down here. But then they quickly found out it was someone's fecal matter. It was not a rock. And nobody would admit to it. But then one of the cousins started crying. And so they took her home.
This was in a pool?
Yeah, she started crying and just said, like, I couldn't hold it. Which is like, I don't believe that. Like, if that's the case, you need to go to the doctor. Because you could have stepped out of that pool and gone.
I'm just picturing like a 5-year-old, though.
Yeah, let's hope.
That's... Ugh.
But they had to leave the party and nobody could go into the pool. And imagine the aunt, the poor aunt, who it's her pool. Does she not have to empty the whole pool?
It's more gross to me pooping in someone's pool at their house than a public pool. Because that pool is, like, sacred.
I know.
It's like their pool.
So inconsiderate. Like, if you thought the Uber driver farting in someone's Uber was inconsiderate, this is a whole another level. Just, like, saying I couldn't hold it, it's like, you know, like, we have restrooms.
I'm just hoping it's a 5-year-old.
Yeah, can you imagine if it was, like, an 18-year-old and they're like, I couldn't hold it. It's like, wait, you wanted to participate in the Marco Polo game that bad that you couldn't get out of the pool and just go. And you thought nobody would notice? Like, what?
Yeah,
so thanks for sharing the email with us and we feel your pain. Like, they ruined the 4th of July and I wasn't even involved, but I'm still mad.
Yeah, and even if you want the person that pooped, it just makes the whole party uncomfortable. Because it's like, we just were swimming in poop water for a little bit. At least it wasn't diarrhea. That's the bright side. There's always a bright side. If it was diarrhea, the whole pool would be brown. But the way they made it seem, it was like chunks.
Yeah.
Which, that's the bright side of the story. That's the
silver lining.
What did they say? The hilltop and the hill bottom?
Oh, your own peak and valley.
Yeah, that's the peak of the situation, but yeah, that's a gross poop story for y'all.
Yep, you know the bro show. We'll always provide you with...
I didn't munch and poop this time. Lucas did, which is a first.
I didn't. The viewer did.
But you, the one that included that.
But the viewer's the one who did it, so it's their fault.
But you thought poop is interesting enough to include it.
All right, well, have a good week. We love y'all. Thanks for tuning into the bro show. And you know, another shout out to Lexi Brown, bro of the week.
Yeah, thanks for being a patron.
Yeah, go you, Lexi. And we love ya. We love all of ya. But yeah, Lexi gets the, you know, the extra love. We're like a parent and we pick a favorite kid. She's the favorite kid this week.
Yeah.
But
thanks for watching and listening, whatever you did.
Yeah, love y'all. Peace out.
Bye. See you next week.